The grandmother's death, through its impact on childcare availability, reduces the employment rate by 15 percentage points more for mothers than for fathers.
Wow.
This is huge. The magnitude represents more than half of the entire gender gap in labor force participation in Mexico.
Welcome to Vox Dev Talks. My name is Tim Phillips. Now, for millions of families, a woman's work is still in the home. And if those women want to or need to work outside the home, someone needs to mind the kids during the day. In Mexico, that person has traditionally been the grandmother. But what happens when she's suddenly not around? A new study shows how important grandmothers are to female participation in the labour market. Miguel Ángel Talamos Marcos of the Inter-American Development Bank is the author. Miguel, welcome to Vox Dev Talks.
Hello, team. Thanks for having me.
First of all, let's talk about, well, everything that I said in the introduction. We know, in general, that women are less likely than men to go out of the house to work. There are many candidate explanations for the difference. What are they?
So as you said, there's several candidates, team. These include, for example, gender roles, specialization of work within the household, discrimination from employers, gender asymmetric responsibility for childcare provision, childcare availability, and even personal preferences.
We're looking at childcare today in this context and the availability of childcare, however you define what childcare is. Now, I already mentioned that this is really about grandmothers. How important is the grandmother as a source of childcare around the world?
Grandmothers are one of the most common sources of childcare across the globe.
Mm.
In developed countries, we see that in the United States, grandparents look after 24% of children regularly. And in Europe, between 50 and 70% of grandparents provide childcare in some form within a year. In developing countries, grandmothers are even more likely to provide childcare.
I do remember this from my own personal experience and from my nieces and my nephews. Then my mum was the first person who got the call. Is this equally true in Mexico? You talked about Europe. We've talked about the United States. What about Mexico?
Yes, it is. In Mexico, grandmothers are the primary childcare providers. They care for almost 40% of children up to 6 years old. This is as much as schools and daycares combined.
We found out during COVID-19 lockdowns, and I think some people were slightly surprised by this, that everywhere in high-income, low-income, middle-income countries, women are still naturally assumed to be the default primary carers. Is this the case in Mexico? I suspect perhaps it is.
It is. In Mexico, similar to many countries around the globe, the lockdowns affected women's employment more than men's. Fathers' employment recovered much faster than mothers. And many mothers rejoined the labor force until their children went back to school or daycare.
Let's have a look at the work that you did and how you managed to estimate the impact of grandmothers on female labor supply. I've got a suggestion for you. I could do a quick estimate of this, Miguel, by counting the number of mothers who are working and the numbers who are not working, and then just comparing how many in each group have grandmothers living with them. Is that a way to get to some kind of estimate?
I mean, yes, you could. It wouldn't be good enough. First of all, if you did that, what would you find? You will find that mothers are more likely to be employed when the grandmother is alive. This is just a correlation, not a causal relationship. And let me give you an example of why this is a potential issue. So let's think, for example, of households with higher income. In these households, grandmothers are likely to live longer because they have better access to healthcare. And also in these high-income households, mothers have more or better formal education. Then mothers in these households are more likely to work, but we will not know if these mothers are more likely to be employed because the grandmother is still alive or because the mother has more formal education. So just comparing these two groups will not give us a causal interpretation.
Instead, you've looked at the impact of a grandmother's death as a natural experiment. Why is this a good natural experiment?
So the natural experiment is important because it's what gives us the causal interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And what the experiment is using is the timing of the grandmother's death as source of variation. While the grandmother's longevity is not random, well, the exact month when the grandmother died is plausibly random. In particular, I can compare the same mother months before and months after the grandmother's death to estimate the effect of the death.
And after the grandmother dies, what options does the mother have? Previously, the grandmother's living in the house. She's available for childcare. The grandmother dies, and she has fewer options now. But where are those options? What can she do?
Yeah. So ideally, the burden shouldn't be all on the mother's side, but in this context, it tends to be. And what the mother could do is either leave her job, or she could find alternative forms of childcare. For example, other family members or public and private daycares.
And of course, because the grandmother tends to be in the household unit there, then that's been very convenient. Other family members might not be around. They might not be easy to get to. And that private paid for childcare, they might not be able to afford it. It might not be available. I guess these are the problems.
Exactly. It is like that. When this public childcare is more available or the private daycare is more affordable, the negative effects on the mother's labor force participation are smaller.
So when you look at how this changes the decisions that individual mothers make who you're tracking in the data, what do you find?
To a large extent, mothers leave their jobs.
Right.
In particular, mothers' employment rate decreases by 27%. And I want to highlight something here, is that these are mothers that leave the labor force, but will have continued to be employed if they hadn't lost the childcare access because of the death of the grandmother.
And you're sure that it's the death of the grandmother is the event that is causing this change? It's not some other external event?
To some extent, yes. And let me walk you through why. When the grandmother dies, like the time of death or the month of death is different for each household. So whatever external event we may worry about must also occur at the time that is different for each household and precisely when the grandmother died. And this is very unlikely.
And are you sure that it was the grandmother providing childcare that matters? Because we are investigating childcare here, not grandmothers in general. And I guess that they had other roles around the house, perhaps.
This is a great question. The grandmother's death can affect the mother's employment through different mechanisms.
Yeah.
There will be an income effect if the grandmother left an inheritance, right? If your grandmother gives you a lot of money, then you might choose not to work anymore. The grandmother may have been in charge of the cooking in the house, and the mother now needs to take over.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I address this? So what I do is an econometric technique called a triple difference. And I use this to disentangle the effect through the childcare role from alternative mechanisms. This technique is using three comparisons or three differences that addresses issues that may threaten the validity of the causal interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you a bit about each of these three differences. The first difference is going to compare the same mother before and after the death. And the idea here is that factors that do not change before and after the death will cancel out. For example, the mother's educational attainment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second difference compares mothers who suffered the death to those that did not. Factors that are constant for these two groups are going to cancel out. Mm-hmm. So, for example, events that affect the entire country, like a recession or a crisis, their effect is going to cancel out by comparing these two groups. And then comes the third difference, which is the key to disentangle the effect through the childcare role. I compare mothers that need more childcare to those that do not, by comparing mothers whose oldest child is old enough to attend elementary school, 6 or more years, with those whose oldest child is young. And the idea here is that this third difference is going to cancel out the mechanisms that are present irrespective of the age of the oldest child. For example, if the grandmother leaves an inheritance when the oldest grandchild is 5 or 7, then this effect is going to cancel out by comparing these two groups. And then the remaining effect that I will have is the effect that comes through the childcare role.
And so when you've eliminated all these other factors through the triple difference, what is the impact of the death of a grandmother? And can we get from that? Can we back out from that? How important this is to the gender gap in employment?
The grandmother's death, through its impact on childcare availability, reduces the employment rate by 15 percentage points more for mothers than for fathers.
Wow.
This is huge.
Yeah.
The magnitude represents more than half of the entire gender gap in labor force participation in Mexico.
Wow. And an event that everybody, sadly, everybody has to go through at some point.
Exactly.
And the timing of that event is absolutely crucial to the size of that gender gap. As we discussed, as you've mentioned, this is something that we talk about in terms of mothers and grandmothers. If we were talking about it in terms of fathers and grandfathers and the roles that they have in the labour markets and childcare, is there any equivalent effect?
Yeah, so I also include these estimates in the paper for completeness.
Yeah.
In Mexico, it's a context with strong gender roles.
Mm-hmm.
Grandfathers rarely provide childcare. I find that the grandfather's death, through its impact on childcare availability, does not affect the employment of mothers or fathers. Now, regarding the effect of the grandmother's death on the father through its impact on childcare availability, the grandmother's death does not affect the father's employment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is consistent with some cultural norms in Mexico, and I want to give you an example that I find fascinating, which is that the question about childcare in the Mexican Employment and National Security Survey asks, precisely, when the mother goes to work, who looks after the child? Note that it asks about the mother, and there is no equivalent question for when the father goes to work. And more shockingly, it was until 2013 that the father was an explicit possible answer to this question among the 17 alternatives. Before then, fathers were just in the category of other family members.
Now, Miguel, let's talk about the relevance of this in other contexts. We have found out in Vox Dev Talks before that we assume that family structures are all similar. You go around the world and in fact you find out that there are enormous differences, maybe more than many of us imagine. So does your result that you have here, powerful as it is, does it apply only to the sorts of family structures we find in Mexico, particularly those Mexican preferences and norms that we just spoke about? Or do you think policymakers everywhere can take something from it?
Well, policymakers everywhere can learn from it. Of course, the magnitudes will be different depending on the context. Now, let me give you an example. So in a context where there are less gender asymmetries in the provision of childcare, we will expect smaller effects or effects that are not as different for mothers and fathers. However, even in like very equal countries, suppose that you have a country that is equal between men and women or fathers and mothers, you still have an important effect in terms of labor force participation for both mothers and fathers. Even if there wasn't a gender gap, you still care about the labor force participation of parents in general.
Sometimes when we cover research here, it's not particularly obvious what the policy options might be. Well, here there does seem to be a pretty obvious one. How feasible that is another question. But if we provided more childcare outside the home, from what you've seen in this, is this going to reduce the employment gap?
This is likely the case. And this is what I think, because when I look at the heterogeneity of the negative effect of the grandmother's death on mothers, I found that the effect is smaller if there is more public daycare available, or it's also smaller, the negative effect, when private daycare or schools are more affordable.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, either for the parents who are paying for the daycare or for the government that has to provide it, this is expensive. Can we do some kind of cost-benefit analysis on that to say that for the goal that we're trying to achieve, more female participation in the labour force, this is money well spent?
Yes, it is technically possible. But the better the analysis, the more complicated it becomes.
Hmm.
A straightforward version for policymakers could compare the taxes mothers will pay to childcare costs. However, a more realistic cost-benefit analysis will have many moving pieces, including mothers' career considerations and children's development. These are hard to measure, and any conclusion from this cost-benefit analysis will strongly rely on these measurements. As an alternative, to cost-benefit analysis, we could guide policy based on the principles we think we should be present in our societies. For example, if we value gender equality or equity in the labor market, our policies should bring us closer to achieving it.
Mm.
Then the analysis will be about the most cost-effective way of achieving our goal.
There is one other solution, isn't there? Let's call it the Nordic policy. The idea that we work to break down that norm that it is the females who supply childcare within the household and give a bigger role to the father and to the grandfather as well. It would be a cheaper way to close the gap, wouldn't it? But is that possible to change quickly enough in a society like Mexico?
I do not know if cheaper. It may be costly to change how people think.
Yeah.
Moreover, changing how people think and social norms may take a long time, even an entire generation. I think an important takeaway of the paper is that even without changing preferences, socioeconomic constraints, and gender roles, increasing childcare availability can drastically reduce both the motherhood penalty and the gender gap. If we have more female labor force participation in this generation, it's going to have spillovers to the next generation, and we will expect a more egalitarian generation in terms of gender gaps for the next generation.
Miguel, it's very interesting to see how your conclusions are so strong and also to think about what we can do about them. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for having me, team. This was a pleasure.
The paper is called Grandmothers and the Gender Gap in the Mexican Labor Market. And yours, you just heard from it, is Miguel Ángel Talamos Marcos. I picked this up as the Inter-American Development Bank working paper 1337. But Miguel, I think there is also a publication coming up for this, isn't there?
Yes, it is. It's currently on in press in the Journal of Development Economics.
Oh.
So you can already see it online, access free for all.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that. It's a great paper to read. It's also not too long. There's a lot packed into it, though. This has been a Vox Dev Talk. The best way to make sure you don't miss an episode is to subscribe. Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find us there. And if you do miss an episode, remember all our past episodes, as well as articles about the papers that we feature, are available at voxdev.org.